Okay, so we are on Kuf. Hey, I'm an Aleph. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 lines in the bottom. Yeah, I'm a Rabbi Avahu Bo Re'e. And the lines there. I'm a Rabbi Avahu Bo Re'e Kama Samuyos Enim Shemakab Yeshachat. By the way, it's kind of remarkable. It's kind of remarkable. It's just our parsha. And these are all the Gemaras that are relevant to the shayla of a judge taking, literally, the specific halachas of judge taking bribes. So I'm Rabbi Avahu Bo Re'e Kama Samuyos Enim Shemakab Yeshachat. Look how, you know, blinded, or whatever you want to call it, the eyes are of people who take bribes. Adam chash be'inav, a person who has something wrong with his eyes, chalila, no sein mamon l'rofe, he gives money to a doctor. Safek misrape, safek in misrape, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But hey, in notlin, but because my eyes, you know, are hurting, because my eyes don't work, right? You pay money to someone to get them better. Maybe, you know, it's possible to get better. Vehei notlin shava pruta umesamen enayen. And these people, instead, what do? They take money in order to have their eyes blinded, right? Shneamar ki ashochad yaver pikhim. Because the pasuk says that shochad blinds a person. Right? So most people pay money to get their sight back. These people are taking money in order to lose their sight. Tan rabbanan ki ashochad yaver nei chachamim. The pasuk says again that shochad blinds the eyes of chachamim. Kavachom l'tipshin. And it's true for chachamim, certainly for people who are not smart. V'salef divrei tzadikim, and it again messes, distorts the words of righteous people. Kavachom l'rishayim, and certainly people who are rishayim. So Gemara says, that's so weird. Minei tipshim rishayim b'nei dina ninu. What do you mean kavachom? And certainly true for the dumb people and the wicked people. The wicked and dumb people, lechara in general, are not going to be judges. So what kind of drasha is that? So Ella Hachikaman, this is what it means. He has shochad yaver nei chachamim, afilu chacham gadol v'lokeach shochad eino nifta min ha'olam b'lo samiyos halev. I know what it means, that even a great chacham, right, who takes shochad, will not leave this world without having had his heart somehow closed up and blinded. V'salev divrei tzadikim, afilu tzadik gamor v'lokeach shochad eino nifta min ha'olam b'lo tiruf hadas. And it means that it's even a tzadik gamor who takes shochad is not going to be able to leave the world without some type of impact on their intellect, right? Because it can't help but infest the person and play a role in the person losing their sense of self when they become biased because of money. Okay, ki asr of dimi amar darash of Nachman bar Kohen my dichzev melech b'mishba yamid eretz v'ish trumos yir hasena. So what does that pasuk mean? That pasuk in Mishlei that a king who sits in justice in judgment, sets up the world or stands up the world, and a person who's an ish trumos, meaning a person who gets given gifts, destroys it. Im domed dayan lamelech she'eino tzarech leklum. If the dayan is like a king, and that he doesn't need anything financially, he's totally independent. Yamid eretz, then the world will be stood up in a positive way. Im domed lakohen shemachazer ala granos. But if he's more like a kohen who has to again take donations, right, and gets donations from other people, so then yir hasena, then it destroys the world, right, because it's dependent on other people. It's going to end up having bias against those people. Amar Rabba Barav Shila, Hay Dina de Shayal Sheilsa, Pasala Meidan Dina. So Rabba Barav Shila says that if the Dayan is taking, is borrowing things from people, so then they're also Pasala to judge, presumably again, because they're taking from others, they're going to feel beholden to them. V'lo amran ela delays le luushule. That's only true if he doesn't have anything to lend others. Alva isle luushule le sama. Meaning, but if he's also lending, meaning if it's an equal, if it's a person who's like, you know, taking donations, but they themselves doesn't ever, it's borrowing. They're always borrowing things, but they don't ever lend to someone else. So that's the problem. If it's someone who's equally sharing with others, you know, oh, you borrow my my rake, and I'll borrow your lawnmower, and you borrow my whatever. So that's fine, because that's equal. That's not they're not on the receiving end more than the giving end. Okay, so what's he really? But wait a second, but Rava right? What he would borrow from the debate of Bar Marion, even though he didn't lend back, right? And he was a judge. So it's the Gemara, no, Hasan Lach Shuvinu Hu Debay. No, why was Rava borrowing things? He was, sometimes you borrow because you need, sometimes you borrow because the other person needs you to need them, right? And so he was borrowing from them because he was machshav. Wow, Rava's borrowing from me, as I made them feel very chashuv. You have examples like this in the Gemara a lot about people who in the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about that sometimes a person, instead of giving money for Kiddushin, can accept a gift, and that can be Kiddushin. Why? Because if you're a chashuv of a person and someone gives you something, it makes them feel so good, that's considered a hana for them. So same thing here. It was that he was borrowing, but it was borrowing for the other person, not for himself. Okay. So Amar Rava, my time about the shuchta. Rava says, what's the reason why shochet is such a bad thing? Kevin the kabul le shuchta minei ikrava le daite legabe vahave kegufe. Right, when you take a loan from someone, you become not a loan. Sorry, you take a bribe from somebody, you become so close to them. Right, you feel so like such a responsibility now to them, that you become like one body. And that person never is able to see the problems within himself, the things that he owes to other people. And therefore, since you're like the same person, you're not going to see bad in them. So my shochad, shochad lashon shehu char, because you come like one. And therefore, that's why shochad is such a dangerous thing. We see it, maisim b'choyom, politicians, right? Maisim b'choyom, who take money and forget about it, right? There's nothing to talk about anymore. Like, no one can trust them. They're in it with in cahoots with other people, and then no one can trust them anymore. Okay. Amar Rav Papa, lo lidon idish dina leman derachim lei, velo leman desani lei. So Rav Papa says a person should not judge a judgment for someone who likes them, or they like, or someone that they don't like. Right, so it means Racham Lai, someone they like a lot, and Mandasani Lai, someone they hate. Right, Lashon Sina. Right, someone's like the Gemara in Aramaic, someone's a sin in the Samach. We'll switch up. So Sani Lai means like Sina, like they hate each other. They hate him. The Racham Lai Lo Chaz Leichova. The Sani Lai Lo Chaz Leichusa. Because if you really like him, you never see anything bad in him. If you really hate him, you can't see anything good about him. Okay. Am Rabaye Haytzuber Merabanan the Meracham in Lei Bnei Masa. So Baya said certain Talmid Chachamim, right, who like certain people from a certain place, so that's not because they the Malitvei. How do they translate that?
Fine character. No, it's the rabbi who's liked by the town.
So the rabbi who the merachamin led, that they like him, right? In a certain place, it's not because if he's a good guy. It's because lo muchach lehu b'midah d'shemayah. It's because he doesn't give them mussar about ruchnius. Right? He doesn't say anything to them. He say if they someone told this to me once when I first started being rabbi. They said if they're not running you out of town, it means that you're not doing your job. I was like, okay, but right. The point being, the better way to say that is probably like the more reasonable way to say that if you don't say anything ever, right? If no one's ever upset with you ever, that means you're not saying anything, right? If you don't, if everybody likes you, right? It's because you're not doing anything. You're not telling them what they should be doing. Okay. So Amar Rava, Meresh Havamina Hani Bnei Mechuza Kulu Rachamuli. So Rava says, originally I thought that everyone in Mechuza liked me. Right, Kevin da Havai Dina, but it became a Dayan, Amina Minayu Sanuli, Uminayu Rachamuli, and I found out then that once I started becoming a Dayan, that some people liked me and some people hated me. Right, Kevin da Chazai demanded Machaivle Haidna Kazachilamachar, Amina Imarachim Kulhu Rachamili, Rachamuli Imisani Kulhu Sanuli. Then he said, but once time went on, and people saw that sometimes I was Machaiv them, sometimes I was Mizaka them, meaning it wasn't about them. Right, once they started to see over time that I was actually objective and my answers were not dependent on them, but dependent on the case, so then I recognized if they didn't like me, then they just didn't like me for some other reason. And if they did like me, they liked me for some other reason. It wasn't because of my judgments, because my judgments were honest. And sometimes they would win, sometimes they would lose. And therefore, meaning kulu suddenly or kulu rachamuli, meaning it could be everyone would hate him. He wasn't being machayv everybody. Right, so the point being, if they didn't like me, it was for whatever reason they didn't like me. fine. And if they did like me, then it was for some other reason, but it wasn't because of my judgments. Even though at the beginning, it was for that reason. So Tanu Rabbanan, v'shochad lo tikach, eno tzarech lomar shochad mamon, ela filu shochad divarim, nami yasser. Right? So the pasuk says, don't take a bribe, right? So, you don't need to tell me that don't take money, but it becomes a teaching that even if you take shochad of words, and that's also aser. I mean, the loksiv betza lo tikach. It doesn't say betza. Betza is literally money. Money as a shochad. That the language doesn't say. Okay, so much as shochad dvarim. What is shochad dvarim? And now the Gemara is going to give all these examples now of shochad dvarim or not just shochad dvarim, but other examples of dayadim who refuse to judge cases because of certain things that happened. So kihad Shmuel have a avar b'mivra. Shmuel was passing over a bridge. Asahu gavra yavele yade. So he was passing over. He's an older person. So someone came to hold his hand as he walked over the bridge. Amalei ma'avidtech. He says, "What are you doing here?" So Amalei dina isli. So he says, "Oh, I have to come to your bezdin to have a judgment." So Amalei psudun lachalidina. Sorry, you can't use me. I can't be your judge anymore because presumably you did me a favor. You held my hand. Amemar hava yasiv v'kadayin dina. So Amemar was sitting and judging. Parach gadfa aresha, a feather fell on his head. Asa hugavra shakle. Someone came over and took it off, right? Trying to not embarrass him. He took it off his head. Amalei maravitech. He says, what are you doing here? Amalei dina isli. He says, I came to be judged. Amalei pesona lachaladina. Sorry, I can't give you judgment anymore. I can't be your judge because you, again, helped me out in a very, very minor way by taking the feather off my head. Marukva havashadi ruka kame. So Marukva was walking and somebody had spit in the ground in front of him. Asa hugavra kasye. Someone came over and rubbed it out so he wouldn't walk on the spit. Amalei ma'avidech. So he says, oh, hey, what are you doing here? So Amalei dina isli. He says, I have a judgment. I came to the bezdin. Amalei pesim lachaladin. Again, I cannot help you. You can use other judges, but you just can't use me because you helped me out. Rishmal b'rabiyosi havaragal arise. Dabim maisile kol ma'le shapsa kansa depire. So the Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had a sharecropper. So the sharecropper was renting his field, right? And renting his field to, the way it would work is, let's say I own the field, the person rents the field for me, and they work it, and they keep the payros, right? Because that's the deal that we have, right? But what would this person do? He was a nice guy, so he would come and he'd bring to the landlord, the person who owned the field, he would bring him a basket of the fruit every Erev Shabbos, right? So every Erev Shabbos he would bring him a bucket of the fruit. So Yom Achada, Icy lay behay bishop. So 1 week he came on Thursday instead of on Friday. What was Thursday? Mondays and Thursdays was the day the courts were open, right? So Amalei Maishna Hayda. Why today did you come on Thursday? Amalei Dina Isli. He says, I came today because I have to go to the Bezdin. Vamina Agav Orche Icy lay Lamar. So he says, that's, I figured on my way instead of coming twice. I came today. I'll bring you the basket of fruit today. While I'm on my way to the Bezdin, I don't have to come back tomorrow. So lo kibal minei. So he refused to take it. Amalei pesunu lachaladina. He said, "Sorry, I'm out, and I can't judge your case." So, by the way, interesting, right? He could have said, "Take the fruit," and then say, "I'm puzzled from judging you." Instead, he didn't take the fruit, and he also refused to judge him. Right? How the point is to show the extreme nature to which the extreme lengths to which the Talmid Chacham would go to not in any way be viewed as taking a shochad. So he wouldn't take it, and he also still wouldn't judge him because he tried to give it to him. And by the way, there's no implication here that anyone's doing these things on purpose. These are just normal things that they did all the time. They're just trying to be nice. Osiv zuza derabanan v'kadainin le bahadi v'kadainin le bahadi deka'azel v'asi. So, so he would bring money. What does it say? He'd bring money.
He appointed two dayanim.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Sorry. So he set up two zuza derabanan and two rabbis to judge the guy's case. So v'hadika azav v'asi amar ibaytain hachi v'ibaytain hachi. So as they're having the conversation, he's listening to the case. Basically, he's in the bezdin. He's not. He's not judging the case. So he's sitting in the back room, whatever, and he's thinking to himself, like, oh, you know what? If he would have thought carefully, he could have said this, he could have said that. Basically, he's thinking the arguments that would help the guy. So Amar, tipach nafsham shabakai b'shochet, because, wow, like, this is amazing. Like he's realizing for himself, like, what would happen to a person who takes a shochet. He says, how terrible it is for people to take shochet, umani shalom natalti, because I didn't take anything. Vim natalti, shalim natalti. If I would have taken, it was mine. It's my fruits, right? Kach makabe shochad, alachas kam v'kam. Certainly a person takes shochad, wow, can you imagine how mixed up their head is when they sit in judgment in such a scenario?
There's a note here that payment of the crops, that was the lease payment for the share crop.
Ah, so good.
It was out.
Good.
Not even what he otherwise was.
It wasn't even extra. It wasn't an extra gift. It was his money. Yeah. Right, good. Which is probably permissible. L'chora. Right, because it's what he's owed anyways. But once he's in business with the guys, he didn't want to get involved. Good, very excellent. Thank you. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha, Aisilei Hahu Gavra, Reishis Hagais. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha, so a certain person brought him his Reishis Hagais, right? Rashi says, Reishis Hagais, Bechol Shana Shagoses, Osan, Chayav Litin Lakoid, Echad Mishishim. Right? A person would have to bring, someone bringing Truma, you have to bring the 1/60th of your shearings, you have to bring to a kohen. So Shimon bar Elisha was a kohen. So the guy, so someone came and brought him his reishis hagais. So Amalei, mehichi at? He says, where are you from? Amalei, miduch plan? I'm from some plony place, from some place. Umehasam lahacha lahav a kohen lemisvalei. He goes, I don't understand. You come from so far away. It's no kohen. All that journey. You had to schlep the reishis hagais all the way here. Give it to someone further away. Closer to your house. So Amalei, dinesli, he goes, I have to come to the Beis Din. Vamina, agav orcha, I see lamar. So once I'm coming ready, I'm coming to the Beis Din, I know that the person I'm coming to, you, is a Kohen. So I'll bring you my Reishis Hagais, and I'll get my din, all, two in one. I'll kill two birds with one stone. So Amalei, pesan l'chaledin, he goes, sorry, it doesn't work that way. Now that you brought me the Reishis Hagais, I can't give you judgment. Lo ki b'amina, and he didn't take it. So Osiv lay Zuga Dirabanan, so he set up again two more judges to judge him. Vikadani lay, Bahadi the Kaazava Asi, Amra Ibaitainachi, and as he's as they're talking, again he's doing the same thing in his head. He's recognizing, thinking about the ways the arguments that this guy could have made that would have helped him. So Hachi Amar. So he said, wow, Tepech Nafshim Shemakabe Shochat, same thing. Wow, Makabe Shochat, how mixed up it becomes for them. Uma Ani Shalom Natati, Bim Natati, Shali Natati. Again, the Reishis Hagais is something that belongs to him, but it would be fine. It would go to a Kohen. It's not a Shochat. It's a normal thing to do. You have to give to some Kohen. Right? If I would have taken it, would have been fine. Kach Makabe Shochat, Alachas Kam Makam. And certainly, people who take things as not theirs and they get it as a Shochat, wow, imagine how much they get mixed up. And what a disaster it is when they take a bribe. So Rav Anan Aisi Le Hahu Gavra Kansa De Gildini De Begile. So there's a certain person who came to Rav Anan and brought him a bucket of fish that hang out in the reeds. So Amalei Ma'avid Dech. Same thing. He says to the guy, what are you doing here? So Amalei Dina Isli. Right. He says I have a judgment. So Lo Kibah B'nei. So the moment he already has. Coming to be judged, he would refuse to accept the fish. So Amalei pesel lechaladina, I'm puzzled. So Amalei dina damar lo ba'ina. So he said, I didn't come for I didn't come for you to judge me. So for you. So kabule likbil mar, right? So he says, I want you to accept them. De lo lema'an mar mi kruve bikurim. Because I don't want you to hold me back from bringing bikurim. Okay. Desanya v'ish ba mi bat mi bal shalisha v'avod ish elohim lechem bikurim esrim lechem se'orim v'karmel bitzikluno. So there's a story in Melachim Beis that a guy came and he brought food and all kinds of things, including what's called bikurim to Shmuel or whatever. What? To Elisha. Thank you. So the Gemara says, "V'chi Elisha." Yeah, here we go. Right, "V'chi Elisha ocha bikurim hava." Right, what? Elisha wasn't a kohen. So what? He really brought bikurim to Elisha, right? That he really brought bikurim. Ella lomar lecha kolamevi dora l'tamachacham ki ilu makri bikurim. The point is that when you bring a gift to a tamachacham, that's like bikurim. So he says that. So what he was saying was, I'm bringing Talmud Chacham food. I'm not bringing it for, and I'm not asking you to judge me. I just want to bring you food. So Amalei Kibule Lo Ba'inan Li De Ikbil Hash Da Amis Li Time Ba Mikabilin Bilna. But now that he told me the reason, so I'll accept it because I didn't realize that. I mean, he was nervous. It had anything to do with judging, etc. So that he doesn't want to go near that. But since he's just coming to bring him a gift, he doesn't want to be his judge. That's fine. Sharj the Kamedir of Nachman, Shalach Le Nidane Mar. So he sent him to Rav Nachman. And he said to him, Nidane Mar, Lahai Gavra, right? Da Ana Anan Pisunale Ladina. So he says, can you judge him? Because I can't. So Amar, Mida Shalach Li Hachi, Shma Mina Krivehu. Right? So he says, the fact that he's sending him to me must be that he's like a relative of his. So, Hava Kaim Dina Diyasme Kamei. But at that moment, he was supposed to judge a case that had to do with Yisomim. Amar, Hai Asei Vahai Asei. He said, well, these are both mitzvahs asei. What do you mean? Right? That Rashi says, Hai Asei Vahai Asei on the top of Kavav. Mitzvahs Hatayanim Asei, Ushvatim Tzedek. Right? But the other one's also an Asei. Why was that Asei? Vahai Asei, the cover of Torah. Vahai Asei, the cover of Torah, Adif. And the Asei, cover of Torah, meaning Rashi says, Dine, the Hai Gavra, to Asei, the Ika, cover of Torah, Derev Anam Bahadei Adif. Right? So he has two choices. He should judge Stam. Case it's asay, but also the ability to be mechabe the Talmud Chacham who asked him to judge his case, so that comes first. So saki din di asme, so he put aside for a minute the judgment of these yisomim va'achde ladine, and he took this guy instead. So kevin the chaza baldine yikara the ka'avile istatim tanase. So but once the other party saw how he was like so interested in judging this guy. So they made the other party feel bad, and then right away they weren't able to respond, which is one of the other arguments for, you know, typically against, right, showing favor to one over the other, is it makes the other person feel that they can't handle it. But the point is, it doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying that was like the wrong thing to do. It sounds like they're saying it was right, that he was accepting the judgment of this person because he was being asked to do so by another time, a chacham. But Lamaisa, what happened was, the other person saw how interested he was in judging this guy, that the Baldin, the other guy, felt very worried about it. But the bottom line is, all these Gemaras these Gemaras quote quite often, actually, in the concept of Shochad, how careful the Talmid Chacham were, because the Shochad really has an opportunity to really blind the person to stay away from bias. All right, we will pick up next week.